David leads victorious army. Again war was declared and David led the army against their enemies. A great victory was gained by the Hebrews, and the people praised his wisdom and heroism. This served to stir up the former bitterness of Saul against him. While the young man was playing, filling the palace with sweet harmony, Saul's passion overcame him and he hurled a javelin at David, but the angel of the Lord turned aside the deadly weapon. David escaped and fled to his own house. Saul sent spies that they might take him in the morning and put an end to his life. Michal informed David of the purpose of her father. She urged him to flee and let him down from the window to make his escape. He fled to Samuel at Ramah, where the prophet welcomed the fugitive. It was here, amid the hills, that the honored servant of the Lord continued his work. A company of seers with him studied closely the will of God and listened reverently to the words of instruction that fell from the lips of Samuel. David learned precious lessons from the teacher of Israel. But David's connection with Samuel aroused the jealousy of the king, lest the prophet lend his influence to the advancement of Saul's rival. The king sent officers to bring David to Gibeah, where he intended to carry out his murderous design.